I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, October 31st. Firefighters rescued a woman who was trapped on the second floor of a home in Braintree on Tuesday night. Fire broke out just after 9 on Jefferson Street. Firefighters arriving at the scene said there was heavy smoke billowing from the home. The woman, now identified as 80-year-old Donna Walsh, was trapped on the second floor. Firefighters described seeing Walsh hanging out the second floor window before they climbed up a ladder and were able to rescue her, carrying her out the window to safety. Walsh recently had hernia surgery and was unable to exit the home using the stairs. Walsh's husband, Ron, was able to escape from the burning home by himself. Firefighters said both were taken to the hospital. Firefighters were able to extinguish the fire and contacted the fire marshal to help with the investigation. Donna Walsh did suffer second-degree burns, and Ron said that burning incense may have been the cause of the fire. Members of the FBI and the state police raided a home on the South Shore yesterday morning. The law enforcement agencies conducted court-authorized activity at a home on Park Avenue West in Weymouth, not far from South Shore Hospital. The FBI will not identify the focus of the investigation. However, a spokesperson confirmed no one was taken into custody. Video showed investigators removing boxes and bags of evidence from the home. Someone inside the home was also spotted cooperating with detectives. A woman and child were also seen leaving the property. The Weymouth police assisted federal and state investigators at the scene. Crews have since wrapped up the investigation and departed the home. There were no additional details immediately available. The MBTA has terminated 4 employees as the agency continues to investigate suspected criminal activity at the Cabot Yard maintenance facility. MBTA General Manager Philip Ang confirmed the firings at a press conference yesterday, adding that another employee has also been placed on leave, bringing the total number of employees involved in the investigation to 11. 7 remain on leave. The Cabot Yard facility is used to store and maintain red line vehicles and buses, and it's where red line track workers and inspectors are based. The ongoing investigation involves the alleged misuse of resources for non-work-related activities. The allegations are that the employees were working on private vehicles at Cabot Yard during work hours. It's unclear how the alleged criminal activity was discovered. Specific details have yet to be released. The T has said it will take all necessary disciplinary actions regarding the matter. Management also plans to increase site visits. The Attorney General's office reaching a settlement with Evolve Health, a Quincy-based physician group practice specializing in substance abuse treatment. The settlement resolves allegations that the organization submitted false claims to MassHealth and MassHealth managed care entities by billing MassHealth for services that were not provided and billing for more expensive levels of service than actually were provided. As part of the settlement, Evolve will pay $650,000 in restitution to the state and will implement a 3-year independent compliance monitoring program at its own expense. Per its investigation, the Attorney General alleges that since at least January of 2018, Evolve routinely submitted claims to MassHealth for urine tests that it did not provide. A Republican official in Cohasset says a swastika was painted on his sign supporting former President Donald Trump. Kevin O'Donnell, chair of the Cohasset Republican Town Committee, denounced the use of the hate symbol. He said it must have happened sometime after 9 a.m. yesterday in the daylight hours. The incident comes as others across Massachusetts and across the political spectrum experience an increase in sign thefts and vandalism in the lead-up to the election. About 2 weeks earlier, lawn signs supporting 3 Democrats, Vice President Kamala Harris, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Representative Jim McGovern, were set on fire in a Sterling yard. Last month in Tingsboro, Trump signs were cut up and tossed into the woods. Steve Kerrigan, chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, also denounced the vandalism. Cohasset police are looking at nearby surveillance video as they investigate. 7 Stop and Shop stores in Massachusetts will be closing permanently today. The remaining groceries at those shuttered supermarkets will be going to those in need. The closure of 32 underperforming stores across 5 states was announced back in July. The locations closing in Massachusetts are in Brockton, Raynham, Halifax, Shrewsbury, Springfield, Worcester, and Pembroke. A Newton supermarket operating under Stop and Shop's Be Fresh brand closed this summer. Rhode Island will see Stop and Shop stores in Johnston and Providence close. Stop and Shop is also closing stores in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. Stop and Shop's president, Gordon Reed, said earlier this year the company made the difficult decision to close underperforming stores to create a healthy base for the future growth of the brand. Stop and Shop said the stores closing in Massachusetts will be working with their existing local partners to ensure that unsold products are donated to those in need. Stores have also found local animal shelters to pick up pet food and other supplies. All Stop and Shop stores in the Northeast already partner with local food pantries, soup kitchens, and food rescue organizations throughout the year. South Shore Chamber of Commerce President Peter Foreman has announced his retirement. Foreman says he is stepping down at the end of the year after 20 years of service. Foreman says he is moving on to other interests and is helping the board find his successor. The South Shore Chamber of Commerce was founded over 100 years ago, has over 1,100 member organizations serving 25 South Shore communities, and is the third largest chamber in the state. The chamber is currently located in Rockland, but previously was headquartered on Miller Style Road in Quincy. The chamber is run by a 9-member executive committee, 39-member board of directors, and 7 staff members. It has a budget of over $1 million. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 91 points yesterday. The Nasdaq fell 104, and the S&P lost 19. Asian stocks are also lower. The dollar fell, the euro inched down, and oil is at $69 a barrel. In sports, Pacers beat the Celtics in Indiana 135-132 in overtime last night. Seas will be in Charlotte to play the Hornets tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Bruins are in Carolina against the Hurricanes at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, partly sunny and warm with a high 80 degrees. Could be a record breaker today. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the upper 50s. Mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, still warm, high 79. And then cooler on Saturday, sunny, high 54. Same thing Sunday, sunny 54. Out on the water, waves anywhere from 1 to 2 feet. Southwest winds at 10 knots. High tide 11:22 a.m. Sunrise 7:16, sets at 5:37. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, October 31st.